At issue in the suit is a clause in the Ho-Chunk's gaming compact that got federal approval in June. It allows the tribe to pay less in gaming fees to the state if any other tribe wins approval for an off-reservation casino that would compete with theirs. The Lac du Flambeau Chippewa and Bad River Chippewa both have applications pending for casinos in southern Wisconsin that could trigger the clause. Attorney Carol Brown represents the Lac du Flambeau. She says the clause violates federal law that bars the Department of Interior from granting any rights to one tribe that may cause detriment to another.
We are strongly in favor of avoiding dangerous precedents that create inequities between tribes to the disadvantage of the more impoverished tribes.
An attorney for the Ho-Chunk defends the tribe's compact, pointing out it does not prevent other tribes from trying to establish new off-reservation casinos. But Brown says there's a provision that bars the governor from approving any new casino until the Ho-Chunk negotiate how much it would harm their casino profits. She says that would allow the Ho-Chunk to delay any new casinos built by other tribes almost indefinitely. The Ho-Chunk, with three large casinos, control almost 30% of the state's gaming market. A longtime observer of the tribal casino debate says the approval of this non-competition clause may signal that the Department of Interior has a bias against approving off-reservation casinos. Paul DeMaine is editor of News from Indian Country.
They're less inclined to approve the development of off-reservation casinos miles from the mother reservation, that this is one way that they ingrain that policy by giving other tribes non-competitive clauses.
DeMaine says the only off-reservation casinos in the country are the Potawatomis in Milwaukee and one operated by a Minnesota tribe in Duluth. Governor Doyle has said he would approve an off-reservation casino if it has local community support. DeMaine says the legal bickering between Wisconsin tribes is unfortunate when they might be looking for ways to cooperate.
I would think that in the long run, their interests would lie in that potential. That if they can't somehow resolve these conflicts between certain economic turf, that the next best thing would be to say, could several of us come together in a joint project?
The poorer tribes in northern Wisconsin with casinos on remote rural reservations have looked for ways to cooperate on joint off-reservation ventures. But Lac du Flambeau attorney Carol Brown says tribes with larger casinos in southern Wisconsin have been unwilling to discuss any revenue-sharing schemes. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.